Hey guys, before we get started with UFC heavyweight contender Curtis Blaydes, let's thank Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out, guys, at warhammerfightwear.com. They got some of the best gear in all of MMA. Guys, they got stuff for the kids, the ladies, and of course, us men. Check out, guys, warhammerfightwear.com. Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken with the Fight Bananas Podcast. Guys, that was Curtis Blaydes knocking out Junior Dos Santos in the first round of UFC Raleigh. There's so much I want to talk to the Razor Blaydes about. So much. His 2020. How about the heavyweight landscape in UFC? How about being the main event against a legend, JDS, and so much more? Guys, I always said I don't want to waste his time, my time, or your time. Let's get Curtis Razor Blaydes on the Fight Bananas Hotline. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas Hotline, here we go. Heavyweight contender Curtis Razor Blaydes. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Thank you so much for coming on. Curtis, I've probably seen the last 10 total of your fights. You look great in almost every single one. This one versus Junior Dos Santos has to be probably, I think, your best performance. What would you rate it? Do you think that was the almost right there to the top?
I mean, all the finishes, honestly, are special to me in a way. Like the Allison one, that was a favorite of mine. And then even the last one, the one in Abu Dhabi. Yeah. Prior to this one, so I mean they're all pretty special, but to do it on the feet, that is a little different, a little out of my wheelhouse. But I'm very proud of it.
Right. That's what I thought. Your lineup too. It's funny you mentioned a couple right there. I thought you fought Overeem, Mark Hunt. You fought legends all over the place. With you finishing Junior Dos Santos, especially in the first round, what do you think that does? What does that do to you? What's next for Curtis Blaydes in 2020?
I can't really project. I have to wait because there's a log jam at the top of the division. We're all waiting on whether or not DC is going to get the trilogy with Stipe or who wins between Ngannou and Rozenstruik. So I can't really make any predictions or projections at this moment.
Right. How do you like that limelight? You like being in the main event? Junior Dos Santos, you know, probably a bona fide UFC Hall of Famer. Main event, UFC Raleigh show. It's on ESPN, ESPN Plus, all that. Is that the spot you want to be on, match in, match out?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a main event, but I do enjoy all the extra exposure. You get more of all of us, which helps with sponsors, and you get a little bonus for being main events. That's always nice, too.
Absolutely, man. Bonuses are good for sure. You know, right now, you're probably, to me, in the prime of your career, 28 years old, on a UFC run right now. When you look back on it, you've been on the grind for a long time. Is it just like, wow, yeah, I defeated Overeem. I defeated JDS. I defeated Mark Hunt. Is it like once in a while to look back and be like, awesome? Or are you just kind of in the forest? You're still grinding day in, day out. The goal is not done yet. You want that heavyweight strap. What is it? Is it, you know, cool to say, hey, I defeated some of the greatest heavyweights of all time?
I mean, it's a mixture of both. You can't get too caught up in your past achievements, but yeah, sometimes I do, like when I'm talking about one of my roommates or one of my teammates, we just talk about things like that, and it is remarkable when you think about where I started at, and this wasn't the original, like, end goal when I first put on a pair of gloves. It was just to stay in shape. So to be here where I am right now, ranked and at the cusp of a title fight, yeah, it's nice to think back and look at the journey.
Absolutely. Like you said, you're on the journey. You mentioned a word right there that really jumped out at me was end goal. To be blunt, what is the end goal? What is Curtis Blades? You know, your end goal, something to say, you know, you did it, and 20 years you can look back, talk to your kids about it, be like, wow, I did this. This was the end goal for me in my professional career.
I mean, the end goal is the belt.
Okay.
I want the strap.
That's pretty clear. I like that. All right, so we're in 2020. My man, there's a lot of influx to me of talent in the heavyweight division. Yourself, you're right there. You mentioned Rozenstruik earlier. He has a big, big fight with Francis coming up next month. Also, I don't know if you heard big, big news. You know, John Bones Jones, the greatest light heavyweight of all time, easily was saying, yeah, you know, I think heavyweight in 2020 is in my future. He mentioned the name Stipe Miocic. We'll see what happens with Stipe. Yeah. But, you know, Jones, you got Anthony Rumble maybe coming back. All this noise in heavyweight. What's your state? What's the landscape right now in the heavyweight division in 2020?
If you're not currently ranked in the heavyweight division, you're not a part of my thoughts. I'm not worried about you if you're not ranked. So all these ABs and potentials, that's just a waste of brain energy. I'd rather put that towards things I can actually control and things that are actually happening,
right,
instead of a right. bunch of maybes.
Right. No, that's a great point. I actually like that a lot, to be honest. Francis and Rozenstruik at the end of next month. You know, they're saying it's right there. You're right there. That's definitely a fight I know you'll be interested in. Is there a part of you like, man, you know, you're undefeated everywhere else in the MMA game, your whole history except for Francis? Is that one you want to get back? Is that one you want to get in the ring? Or wouldn't mind a fresh, you know, fight of Rozenstruik to be right there? Or, you know, you could be next if Stipe and DC doesn't happen. How interested are you into that fight, Francis versus Rozenstruik?
I'm very interested. In a perfect world, Rozenstruik wins when me and him can fight, because I know the UFC has already expressed they're not interested in that, and Ngannou and I running it back this year. So that does mean no good. I try to be pragmatic when I think about my career. I don't do fights just to get revenge. If I don't need to do it, I won't do it. But I'm sure at some point over the next 2 years, unless Ngannou randomly retires, we're going to run it back. It probably won't be this year because he doesn't need that fight, obviously. So why would he do it? If he beats Rozenstruik, he wants a title shot. But if he loses to Rozenstruik, I don't have to fight him. I beat Rozenstruik, and then I'm in the title. And it's not that I want to fight Ngannou again. Obviously, I want to win again. But I'm at the risk of not getting the title shot. That's the end goal. The end goal is not to avenge my loss to Ngannou. The end goal is the belt.
Right, right. I love it. It doesn't matter who. Like you said, if Stipe's the champ or not, or who comes through another weight class or not, or Francis, you know, the revenge factor not there. Yeah, you want the end goal. You want that championship belt, that 15 pounds of gold around your waist. That's the other thing, too, I thought about. All the champions, you know, the welterweights are on fire. You know, middleweight champion Izzy, Anderson Silva, got all this, you know, great, you know, history. But there's nothing like the heavyweight championship. There's nothing like a heavyweight title fight. You know, do you feel that? Do you see when you versus JDS is in the main event and the UFC is like heavyweight title contender? Is that a little extra mustard on there for you, being a heavyweight and being so close to that championship?
I think so. Everyone likes to watch big dudes get knocked out. So I know heavyweight has always had a little more eyes on that division because just the power that we all have. And yeah, to win the heavyweight title, to me, it would put you in a different light because we're bigger dudes, and it's just the margin of error to win these fights is a little tighter, you know, because
it only
takes one sloppy uppercut or one sloppy overhand in the fight, as opposed to other divisions. It's the risk the risk of the knockout isn't as evident. I know anyone can get knocked out, but heavyweight is a lot more prevalent.
Right, right. Makes sense. I saw lately, you know, we're talking to Curtis Blaydes, UFC heavyweight title contender, ranked number 3 on the world. My man, I saw February 21st. Are you rolling with Anthony Rumble Johnson down there in Florida?
Yeah, I'll be doing an event run by Substars in the Miami Beach area at the Fillmore Auditorium. It's like the event I'm going to be doing, they're doing a grappling event, and they're having me, Anthony Johnson, and two legitimate Japanese sumo wrestlers there also. And we're going to do like a round robin tournament. So it's just like that's on the side. That's not the main event. The main event is a bunch of jiu-jitsu grappling events. They're going to have guys like Dustin Poirier, Gary Tonin, Gordon Ryan, a lot of other heavy hitters. They're going to be doing actual jiu-jitsu. But yeah, I'm going to be there also doing sumo wrestling.
Dang, that's awesome. That's been so hot lately, those grapple and super fights. The Quinten Ultra was just on UFC Fight Pass around a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and it was a great event. I don't know if you saw it or watched it. It was Team UFC versus Strikeforce. It was just such a cool event, and it's just cool to see, like, new matchups. Submission Underground, you were like, oh, wow, these guys are going at it. I saw Raging Al is about to go against Mike Platinum Perry in one of these. It's just really cool to kind of bring...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. It's really cool. It's just like new matchups and just new way to roll. There was one last summer, my man. It was Masvidal versus Showtime Pettis. That was in Pensacola for Dean Tool Promotion Show, and that was just such a great event because you don't see Masvidal and Pettis in a ring. You know what I mean? Like, to see them go against each other, it's great. Is this something you want to do more of, just to kind of stay busy, you know, keep your name out there, you know, grapple around, you know, other competitors?
Yeah, no, it's... I love grappling, and I mean, if someone wants to pay me to grapple, hell yeah, I'll do it. You know?
Right, right. My man, Curtis Razor Blaydes, heavyweight title contender. Man, continued success. You've had such a hot run. I like how you said it. You were just blunt about it. The top is a little bit of a logjam. What's going on? We don't know if there's a trilogy or not. We don't know about Stipe's health, but we do know this. We know Curtis Razor Blaydes put people away. You know, winning streak. The championship fight is so close. The floor is yours. Any last words? If you want to promote, any want to sponsors push away, any want to thanks out there, we appreciate your time, my man.
Well, thank you. Obviously, I'd like to thank my gym, Team Elevation. They helped me get to where I am today. I'd like to thank my management company, Bology Sports Management. They've opened a lot of doors for me, given me a lot of opportunities to get my name out there and make a profit, even if it's not in the octagon. And I'd like to give a shout out to my meal sponsor, Trifecta Meals. They've been helping me out my last couple of camps, give me a lot of really good healthy food to eat, and they've helped with my body transformation, I believe. So, thank you to them, too.
Very cool, very cool. Curtis, man, we can't wait to see you back in the octagon. A big, big fight. That's all that's left for you. It's just big championship fights or title contender fights. Curtis, man, continued success. And like I said, we'll talk to you real soon. All right, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Bye. There we go, guys. Curtis Razor Blaydes on the Fight Banas podcast. It doesn't get bigger than that, literally and particularly, right? It's Curtis Blaydes, one of the best heavyweight fighters on the world, period.com, the end of the story. I love the word trilogy. If you guys listen and subscribe and download to the Fight Banas podcast on any podcast platform, and especially YouTube and iHeartRadio, you know I love the word trilogy. But I don't want this to logjam the heavyweight division. There's a lot of new studs out there. Yeah, man, John Jones made noise. He said he wants to come up to the heavyweight division. Guys, there's just dream fights. I would love John Jones versus Curtis Blaydes. I would love to see Curtis versus Stipe. But Stipe needs to be healthy. There's so much that needs to happen and you know, needs to work itself out. If not, you know, guys, let's move on. Let's see Curtis versus Francis for the title. Let's see Rozenstruik versus Blaydes for the championship. Winner fights John Jones. Let's move on in the heavyweight division. There's nothing bigger than a Saturday night in Las Vegas, Nevada for the UFC heavyweight championship of this world. Let's come on. Let's go with it. Let's move on. Curtis Blaydes, man, thank you so much for your time. Give him a lot of love. Follow him on the Instagram. You know, definitely send the Fight Bananas community sent you. Guys, talking about the Fight Bananas community, let's thank a couple more of our sponsors. We're talking about Mako Tech mouthguards, some of the best mouthguards in the industry of mixed martial arts, but not that. Boxing, if you just want to work out, get your game right, make sure you protect your grill, right? Protect it. Mako Tech mouthguards. Follow them on Instagram. Also, our family at Endstill Nutrition. Check them out at endstillnutrition.com. I take their supplements daily, and you should too. There you go. That's why I get paid the big bucks. That's how you plug a company right there. Guys, check out Endstill Nutrition. Curtis Blaydes, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you right before you fight for that title. I'm going to guess May, June, July, somewhere in there. I really think Curtis is next. One of the best heavyweights in the world. I can see 15 pounds of gold around his waist. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Fight Bananas podcast. What a great week, right? Glover Teixeira, Curtis Blaydes, the lease keeps on going. The Fight Bananas community, we appreciate you guys. Thank you. Download, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a neighbor. Have a great day, and always stay bananas.